We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Kilei Behema, Halacha Dalet, Paragraph Yud. We're in the middle of the topic of Chanukah. Rav Nosson Zal, in this next paragraph, is going to give us incredible clarity on the chapter in Likutei Moran, this chapter 2 in the second half of Likutei Moran, which is entitled Yemei Chanukah. One of the paragraphs in that chapter speaks about different names of Hashem, and it speaks about Kabbalistic terms, which when you learn the Likutei Moran, it's hard to know on your own how to apply this. What does this mean? And here, Rav Nosson Zal, in this next paragraph, in the next few paragraphs, is going to give us real clarity. Paragraph Yud, V'zeh b'china shmoyna simei Chanukah. Now we'll be able to understand why we celebrate 8 days of Chanukah. Because Rabbi Nazal explains over there, Shener Chanukah hu bechinas oir ho emes, Shemeir beribua hadibur, that the light of Chanukah is the light of truth, which shines into the four aspects of speech. Hainu, shal yedei toido hoido bechinas halochois. Rabbi Nazal explains over there that by a Jew emphasizing this thank you, this toida, thanking Hashem and praising Hashem, which goes together with halachos. Halachos are the final conclusions of a discussion in Torah. In that chapter on the Likutei Moran, in the beginning, Rabbi Nazal shows how the conclusion of tefillah, the climax of tefillah, is toido hoido, and the climax of Torah is halacha. And Rabbi Nazal over there connects the two. He draws tremendous bridges between toido, which is in the area of tefillah, and halacha, which is in the area of Torah. Shezeu b'chinas loshna haynu shal yidei toido v'hoido. Bechinas halochos, zoichin shiru shloisha kav emes, through that we zoichin that the three channels of emes should shine into biarbo chelke adibor, the four sections of speech, sheze bechinas loshna koidesh shemekusho l'shabbos. Rav Nosson Zal says this kind of speech, when the speech has this full light of truth in it, it's called loshen hakodesh, the holy language, which is connected to Shabbos. Because we know that when the Torah speaks about Shabbos, one of the most important things in Shabbos is that my speech on Shabbos should be totally different from my speech during the week. Shayidei zeh mamshichim hakedusha v'hasimcha shel Shabbos l'sheish yismeachoyel. And when a Jew is zeicher to do what we just explained, shining these three sections of emes into the dibur and being zeicher to loshna kodesh, then that person will be able to draw the holiness and joy of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. Shayidei zeh nizgale achdus haposhut mitoich pu'ulois mishtanois. And that results in the person being able to reveal unity, the oneness of Hashem, the pure, simple oneness of Hashem from all kinds of diversity. Ayin Shom Heitev. Look over there in Likutei Moran, where Rabbi Nazal presents this, what we just said here. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh b'chinas shmoyne simei Chanukah. I'm going to show you how what he's talking about there ties in perfectly to the holiday of Chanukah. Ki shiva yomim, because 7 days of Chanukah hem keneged shloisha kavei ho'emes shemeirin barbo chelke adibur, correspond to those three beams of truth, those three channels of truth that shine into the four sections of speech. That's three and four is seven. And Rabbein Azal said over there that when a Jew is zeicher to do this, to shine this truth into the dibur, then that person will be able to draw the joy and happiness of Shabbos into the weekdays. שזה עיקר בחינס חנקה. And that's what חנקה is all about. כמבוי הראשון בהתורה הנ"ל, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran. Chanukah is all about drawing the light of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. There's many different explanations of that. One explanation is we know that exile is darkness, redemption is light, right? We say Hashem should take us out, me'afela lo'ira, Hashem should take us out of our thick darkness into light. That means taking us out of Golus into Geula. The 6 days of the week represent darkness. Shabbos represents light. When we celebrate Chanukah today, right now, we are in exile. The Jewish people are in exile. We're in darkness. And yet we're putting on lights. We're putting on, how many lights? 8 lights. We know that the number eight, represents Olam Haba. The number 8 represents the light of the future. 7 is the physical world. As soon as you go up to 8, you're leaving the world. You're going to spiritual. So look at this. We're in the physical world. We're in the 6 days of the week. And we're lighting 8 candles. We're drawing on Shabbos. We're drawing on the light of the future, the light of the redemption. We're trying to draw some of that light of the redemption into today, into our lives today while we're still in exile. Ki oz daiko, v'ze b'chinas yoyim hashmini, and this is the concept of the 8th day, shenikra zois Chanukah, which has a special name to it. The 8th day of Chanukah is called zois Chanukah, because in the Torah portion that we read in the morning, we finish up the other tribes. Every day of the first 7 days of Chanukah, we read about the sacrifice that one of the 7 leaders of the Jewish people brought. That's during the first 7 days of Chanukah. On the 8th day, we read from 8 through 12. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And after we finish 12, we say, Zois Chanukah HaMizbeach. This was the startup. This was the initiation ceremony of the Mizbeach in the Mishkan. So from those words, Zois Chanukah HaMizbeach, it's called Zois Chanukah. That 8th day has a special title called Zois Chanukah. Ki oz daiko bayoim hashmini nishlam hatikun shel Chanukah, because it's specifically then on the 8th day of Chanukah that the tikun of Chanukah is completed, al yedei shehimshachnu heoras shloishu kaviemes bearbo chelki adibur b'shiva yom rishonim, by the fact that we were able to shine the 3 channels of truth into the 4 sections of speech during those first 7 days. During those 7 days, we're turning on 1 lamp and another. We're turning on 7 lamps. 3 of the lamps are those lamps of truth, and the other 4 lamps are the lamps of Dibur. And by turning on those 7 lamps, we've been zoche to draw some of the joy of Shabbos into the weekdays. Shezeu bechinas yoim hashmini. That's the whole concept of the 8th day. Bechinas zois Chanukah. And now he's going to explain. Ki shloisha kavei ho'emes shemeirim barbo chelki adibur. These 3 channels of truth that were shining into the 4 sections of speech. Shezehu bechinas kel elokim hashem diber. Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likut Imran quotes this pasuk. This pasuk lists 3 names of Hashem, Kel, Elohim, Hashem, and then it says Diber, spoke. These 3 names of Hashem spoke. Ze bechinas shloisha ovois. These 3 names of Hashem, Kel, Elohim, Yudke, Vavke, correspond to Avraham, Yitzchok, Yaakov. Shehem bechina shloisha kavei emes. They are the 3 channels of truth. Bechinas kel elokim Hashem kiyadua. They correspond to these special 3 names of Hashem, as is known in the Sifrei Kabbalah. We know that kel, there's a pasuk in Tilm that says chesed kel kol hayoyim. Hashem is kind all day. So we see that kel represents chesed, which is Avraham Avinu. Elohim is judgment, din. That's Yitzchok Avinu. Pachad Yitzchok. Yitzchok represents fear, awe. The one who is ready to kill himself for Hashem, to be killed for Hashem. That's Elikim. The Yaakov Avinu is referred to as Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yud Kei Vav Kei is sort of in the middle. Yud Kei Vav Kei can sometimes take on both properties, Kael and Elikim. Shekulam Klulim B'Yaakov. And all three of these, Kael, Elikim, Hashem, are all included in Yaakov Avinu. Ki Yaakov kolul mikol hashloisha avos kiyadua, because Yaakov Avinu is a composite of all three forefathers of the Jews, as is known. He's a combination of all three. We know that one of Yaakov Avinu was named Yisrael, and the word Yisrael, the Tikkuni Zohar says, is two words. The word Yisrael has the word Kael in it, which is Avram Avinu, Chesed, and the remaining letters are the word Shir, to sing, which is the Levim. We know Kael is Kohen, Chesed, the Kohen is called Chesed, and the Levi is called Din, like Yitzchak Avinu was Din. The Levim were known for their Shir, for the song, singing in the Beis HaMikdash. So that the word Yisroel is a combination of Kael and Shir. Kael is Chesed, which is Avram Avinu. Shir is song, which is Levi, which is Yitzchak Avinu. Ki b'Yaakov nishlam ho'emes b'shleimus. Because it's in Yaakov Avinu that the truth reached perfection. That Avram Avinu was very honest. Yitzchak Avinu was very honest. Yaakov Avinu is the perfection of truth. Bibichinas, as the pasuk says, Titein emes liyakov, ki Avram isha chesed, ze bichinas tfila, shu bichinas chesed. Because Avram Avinu, who is known as the isha chesed, the man of kindness, he represents tfila. Tfila is usually chesed. In our tfila, we're usually asking Hashem for his kindness. Ki ikar hatfila, rachmim v'tachnunim, because Tefillah is really, usually, all about pleading and begging for kindness. Sheyiten lanu Hashem Yisborach nidvas chesed, that Hashem should show us His grace and His kindness. Meaning, even if I don't deserve, even if I don't have $1,000 to come and make a purchase, be nice to me, Hashem. Give me a gift, a donation, a contribution. Ki Avraham hu harishon shehischil lahorich derech hatfilah boilam. Because Avraham Avinu was the first one who really started shining the path of tefillah, in broadcasting tefillah into the world. He's the one who established the tefillah of Shachris. Ki kol hascholas avodosoi hoyal yedei tefillah kemuvan divrei Ben Ezra. Because Avraham Avinu's whole, the beginning, his relationship with Hashem started out through tefillah. He started searching to find Hashem by process of elimination. He tried this, tried that. When he saw he couldn't come up with it, he cried out to Hashem and said, please, whoever you are, Creator, reveal yourself to me so I should be able to acknowledge you. That's Avram Avinu, who is Chesed, who is Tefillah. Yitzchak, who bechinas Torah. Yitzchak Avinu represents Torah. Bechinas Torah mipi hagvura nitna. The Gemara says that when the Torah was given on Har Sinai, it was given from Gevura, thunder, lightning, fire, brimstone. Right? Bechinas Gevuras Yitzchak. That's the Gevura of Yitzchak. Bechinas koil hashoifor shel matan Torah. And also the Torah speaks about the shoifor that was blasted at the time of matan Torah. Shehu shoifor shel Eloi shel Yitzchak. That's the horn of the ram that was a replacement, that was a stand-in for Yitzchak Avinu. K'moshom Rabbi Senzal, as the Gemara says. So Avraham is Chesed, Tefillah. Yitzchak is Torah. Yaakov, hu bechinas tikun hu emes shel shiduchim. Yaakov Avinu, Rabbi Senzal over there in Likutim Ran says that there are three kinds of emes. There's an emes that's called Tefillah. There's an emes that's called Torah, and there's an emes of Shiduchim. Rav Nosson's are showing us how this is really Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avram Avinu represents Tefillah, Yitzchak Avinu is Torah, Yaakov Avinu is the perfection of Shiduchim. Ki ikar tikkun ha-shidduch va-zivug shu tikkun ha-bris sheboi toloi ha-koil zocho Yaakov b'shleimus. Because the main tikkun of marriage, of shidduch, zivug, which is tikkun ha-bris, upon which everything depends on tikkun ha-bris, Yaakov Avinu was zocho to that, to the highest degree of perfection of the three forefathers. Ki Avram v'Yitzchok afal pi shezochu lezivugom huamiti. Because Avram Avinu and Yitzchok Avinu, even though they were zocho to marry the right woman, and they were zocho to marry very religious ladies, tzmamish big tzidkonios, lehischaber imho imohis hagdoishois, to attach themselves, to connect with the mothers of the Jewish people, Sara and Rivka, afal pi kein adayin loinishlam, v'nimshach tikun ho'emes shel hashiduchim. Despite that this third tikun, this tikun of emes of shiduchim, was not completed by Avraham and Yitzchak. Why? Machmas she'Avraham huchrach lisa Hagar. Because Avraham Avinu was forced to marry Hagar. He had to marry Hagar. And from them came forth Yishmael, who was not such a good boy, who represents Tumah. V'Yitzchok, and Yitzchok Avinu, afal pi shaloi noso shifcha, even though Yitzchok Avinu did not marry a shifcha like his father did, Avraham Avinu married a maidservant, Hagar. Yitzchok Avinu did not marry a maidservant, but still, afal pi kein yotze mimenu Esav. Despite that, we find that from Yitzchok Avinu came an Esav Harosha, al kein adayin loy nishlam tikun hashiduch vazivug b'shleimus. So we see that by Yitzchok Avinu also, it wasn't the perfect marriage. It wasn't the perfection of zivug, of shiduch, because we see something bad came out of it, Rachmona Litzlan. So from Avraham Avinu and Yitzchok Avinu came forth something bad in addition to the good. Afal Yaakov, whereas when we come to Yaakov Avinu, hoisa mitoso shlemo blipsul, his bed was perfect, without any bad children, chas v'shalom, coming out of him. Al kein hu zocho lahamshich tikkun emes shel hashiduchim b'shleimus. Therefore, Yaakov Avinu is channel 3 of emes, which is the emes of shiduchim. He was zeichet to draw the light of shiduchim to the highest degree of perfection. Nemtza, so Rav Nosnal says, I've shown you here, she'shloisha avos heim b'chinas shloishes kavei ho'emes. That when Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likutei Moran speaks about these three channels of truth, he's referring to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. V'heim meirin ba'arbo chelke adibur. And they shine their light into the four sections of speech. What's that? Sheheim bechinas arba imohois. That's the four mothers of the Jewish people. Sara, Rivka, Rochel, and Leah. Sheheim bechinas shleimus adibur. They represent the totality, the full spectrum of speech. Ki isho yiras Hashem, he bechinas hadibur shaloshin kodesh. Because the woman of Kedusha, she represents loshin hakodesh. Bechinas chava, isha. Just like the Torah tells us about chava, the first woman, kamashakosu batorah tfilo lechavakuk, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses in chapter 19 in the first half of the Likutei Moran, ayin shom, look over there. Rabbeinu Zal there mentions the Gemara, he quotes the Gemara, which says that when Chava was created, number one, she was called Isha, because she came from an Ish. Ish, Isha. That's Loshon HaKodesh. That's Loshon HaKodesh. And we know the Gemara tells us that 10 measures of speech came down to the world. The women took 9, or 9.9999999. The women are all about Dibur. They are Dibur. So the woman of Kedusha represents Loshna Kodesh, the Dibur of Kedusha. Kize yodua, because it's known in the Zohar Kodesh and in the writings of the Arizal, shekol ho'imohoi soyu hatikin shel chava, that all the mothers of the Jewish people, all the wives of Yaakov Avinu, were all actually a tikun for chava. Hainu tikun hadibur shel Loshna Kodesh. This means the tikun of the dibur of Loshna Kodesh, shepogmo chava, which chava messed up. By telling Adam HaRishon to eat from the Eitz Hadas, biting from the Eitz Hadas, and all the mistakes that they made. And the three forefathers and the four mothers, they corrected the mess that Chava had made, the pegam in dibur. Because the fathers and mothers were zeicha to shine the three channels of truth into the four sections of dibur, hadibur
that brings about the tikkun of loshon kodesh to perfection.